One of the biggest roadblocks to making a positive change in your life is self-doubt. It's natural to have moments of insecurity, especially when you're doing something that you've never done before or trying to see yourself in a role that you've never been in before. But the truth is, we all deserve to pursue our goals and dreams. And to take this one step further, that big desire that you have is probably your reason for being here. The universe is banking on you to fully realize your purpose, and that's what those desires are put there for. So it's important to convince ourselves that we are deserving of everything we desire if we want to increase our chances of success. But I get it. If you're not used to feeling deserving, or there's something about this one thing that's hard to step into, it can be difficult to even think of ways to convince yourself that this is your birthright. So I'll give you some prompts to get you started. Reflect on your past accomplishments. This is one of the practices that is most helpful to me when I'm doubting myself. It's also the reason that I like to count my wins at the end of the day, week, and month. When I'm not actively focusing on what I've accomplished, it all just kind of blends into my day-to-day activities. When I don't take time to acknowledge them, my brain doesn't recognize them. About a year ago, I fell into a slump and I felt like I had lost my motivation and my drive. I kept getting sucked into social media and Netflix binges. I wasn't feeling inspired to create. And when I started journaling about it, I realized that it wasn't that I had lost my motivation. It was that I had lost my belief in myself. I was so focused on motherhood that I lost the vision of my business for a minute. And I started to wonder if maybe that's what my new purpose was, which it partially is. But I remember talking with my husband, and he started bringing up all of these accomplishments that happened with my podcast over the year that somehow I did not have front of mind at all. It was almost like they slipped to the wayside, which was my reminder to start tracking my wins again. And once I did, I immediately started feeling like a badass again. So try it out. Even if your first thought is, I haven't accomplished anything, give it some time. Maybe it's that you made 2 new friendships this year. Or maybe it's that 5 years ago, you saved enough for a down payment on a home. Or maybe it's that you won that race in high school. Just start counting them up. I guarantee you have more than you're giving yourself credit for. The next prompt is, why not me? Remember that every person that you've seen succeed is just another human, just like you. No one of us is any greater than the other, despite what Hollywood would like you to believe. We are all infinite spiritual beings having a human experience. And those thoughts of comparison are just our faulty human brains that have allowed us to forget who and what we truly are. The next one is to ask yourself, what did I learn from my setbacks? We all have moments of setback, whether it's some big mistake that we feel like we've made, or we experience a big catastrophe at an inopportune time. Whatever it is, if we don't bring intention to it, it's easy to let these things create a negative self-belief or worldview. But what if we really did look at everything as happening for us instead of to us? What if God, the universe, the higher version of you, chose that struggle to bring forth the best version of you? Regardless of your beliefs, just play with that idea for a second. Now, what do you see in that struggle? Next, think of every compliment you've ever received. How can you step into those compliments fully? How can you receive them and integrate them? A lot of us have a natural resistance when it comes to compliments. We're already ready to humble down and argue against them before the words even come out of someone's mouth. But what if you let yourself really believe those things? What if a little angel came down and told you, whether you believe it or not, all of those compliments are absolute truth, and honestly, they don't even do you justice in comparison to who you really truly are on a soul level. Let yourself believe that, and then start writing about how deserving you are. You've got a lot to work with these prompts. And remember, you can do this as a general exercise, or if you're working towards something specific, have that in mind. Why do you deserve that specific thing? By convincing ourselves that we deserve to succeed, we really increase our confidence and motivation to pursue our goals. And it's important to remember that We all have the potential to achieve great things, and it's up to us to believe in ourselves and take the necessary steps to make those dreams a reality. We're counting on it, your family's counting on it, the universe is counting on it. And if you really want to step into your power, share what you've written to yourself in the comments below and take a moment to read what other people have written and give it some energy. This is the power of collective intention, of meditation and prayer, when we all come together focused on a common goal. And today that goal is to see the light in one another. So I'll see you in the next lesson.